It's good to be back. Let's take a look at Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Vav, one of the central mitzvahs of Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim surveys an array of different profiles in Jewish leadership, but begins, and one of the main focuses, certainly, is the Beis Din. The Beis Din, and particularly the Beis Din HaGadol. The Parsha opens with the mitzvah of Hamada Shoftim, importance of having a system of Batei Din and a system of law enforcement, of Shochim as well. And the Pesukim go on to talk about the significance of following a fealty to the words of the Beis Din HaGadol. And the Torah says, you got to stick to what they say. Lo sasur min adavar she'yagid lecha yamin esmol. Devarim yudzayin yud aleph. You can't veer to the left or to the right of what the Sanhedrin tell you. See here in Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Vav 496, the Chinuch opens. Shenimnatnu milach haloka balei hakabalah aleihem shalom. Milishanos es divrayim. We have an isur against arguing with the balei hakabalah, with the recipients of the Masorah, and not only arguing, but taking it so far as Lashanos es divrayim, to change from what they said. Latzeis mi mitzvasam b'cholin yani haTorah, and to not as practically speaking, one can have a debate, one can certainly discuss, ask a kasha of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but you cannot, even if you remain with a kasha, you can't act on it. To act other than how the Sanhedrin instruct us, that's a violation of lo sasur min adavar she'yagid lecha yamin esmol. Zu, he points out that the Sifrei says explicitly, zu mitzvah lo sasur. This is a mitzvah lo sasur. Now then, he, in turning, before getting to the practical dinim of this, in turning to the Sharash Emitzvah, the Chinuch is unusually robust in his discussion of what's the idea behind this. So let's take a look. The Sharash Emitzvah. What are some of the roots of this requirement to adhere to the practical instructions of the Sanhedrin HaGadol? Different people see things different ways, and it's to be expected that machlokas will occur often. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well aware of that. He, after all, is the one who created human beings in the first place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also well aware she ilu tihya kavanos ksuvei haTorah misra b'yad kol achad ve'achad b'nei ha'adam ish kefi sechlo, where practical halacha to be entirely decentralized. If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give each and every person the authority to figure out what do these psukim mean and to act accordingly, well then yifarish kol achad mehem divrei haTorah kefi sfaraso. Everyone's got to have his own approach. Yarba machlokas be Yisrael be mashmos hamitzvos. There'll be so much machlokas, so much more than there is now. They say aseh haTorah kechama Torahs, and it says he already references this idea in Mishpat, second half of Mishpatim, which he refers to as Kesef Talpa. Alkeinat lokeinu shu adon kol hachachmos. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the master of all wisdom, hishlim Torah seinu Torahs emes im hamitzvah hazos. The Torah is finished off, is capped off with this mitzvah. This mitzvah makes Torah implementable. This mitzvah makes Torah practical. Machlokas is inevitable. So many psukim in the Torah will lend themselves to multiple reasonable interpretations. How are we to know what to do? So to make halacha a viable, practical system, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and in a case of doubt as to how to actualize a pasuk in Chumash, we are bound by a particular interpretation. We're bound to the interpretation of the Chachmei HaMasora, specifically of the Sanhedrin. V'chol dor v'dor gam kein, and this is fascinating. It goes on to say it's not only when you have a Sanhedrin, but even in subsequent generations, Sanhedrin ceased over 1,500 years ago. He says this mitzvah continues to apply. Chachamin haminsa'im, the chachamim who are with us, shekiblu divrehem v'shasu mayim yisifrehem, who are immersed in the writings of the Chachmei HaMesorah of earlier generations. The Yamu Kama Yagu Kama Yigias by Yamim Uvalelus. Vin Omik Milehem Ufios Deosim. This is fascinating. It says, you know, part of what makes someone Roi to Paskin Ashaila nowadays is the Yigia. Is the fact that you've sweated and worked so hard day and night to understand the depth of Chumash, Gemara, Rishonim, and so forth. Just to have picked up a little bit of knowledge does not qualify a person to be a chacham shehigil hara. Part of being a chacham shehigil hara is that one is not only in tune with the chachmei HaMesorah, but has put in extraordinary hasmada. That's a fascinating idea. And then he says, once you identify who are the chachamim ru'uyim lahara, then haskama hazos nechavim derech emes b'yigdias hator. So then, if you have certified authorities who are qualified to paskin, so then we're going to get to the truth. If each and every Jew, if halacha were to be, halachic practice were to be totally decentralized, and each and every Jew could determine how he plans to practice halacha on his own, even though most Jews have not been yageya, have not worked so hard on learning Torah to the extent that he is describing, nor have most Jews attained the level of competence and mastery that he is describing, then lo nitzlach l'kol. Many people will not succeed in practicing halacha properly. They go on to say, al-derech ha-emes v'hashavach ha-gadol b'zos ha-mitzvah. Amru Zechron Levracha, Chazal have a very striking formulation of how robust this mitzvah Lo Sasei is. How far does it extend? Lo Sasei, many yamin small. Sufrei comments as follows. Pasuk says you can't turn to the left to the right. Why that language in particular, yamin small? Just say Lo Sasei remenu. That's what was added by the terminology left and right. So Sifrei comments, I feel Yomru Lecha Yamin, Shu Small, Al Small, Shu Yamin. So there are things that are pretty obvious. Chazal tell you left, right, right, left. You can't, you still cannot violate their instructions. Kilomar, what does that mean? Filu Yiyu Heim Toim B'Davar Echad Min Advarim. So you know what it means? Even if, on occasion, Sanhedrin gets it wrong. They misunderstood Kavanas Hashem. That is certainly a possibility. After all, that's the opening topic of Maseches Harios. It is a rare din. What do you do if Sanhedrin Gadol made a toe of some socks, or Gadol Paskin Shalom wrong, and the majority of the Jewish population follow their psak? At times, you'll bring a unique type of Karban Chatas, a Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. If Rov HaTzibur, Rov of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, violate halacha based on a mistaken psak of the Sanhedrin, so instead of each individual Jew bringing a carbon chatas, if it's an item which that carries the chi of kares, instead, if it's an item that carries the chi of kares, in this case you'll have a single communal carbon chatas. That's a rare din. It's the first topic in Maseches Harios. What it indicates is that on occasion, Sanhedrin may make a toast. We do not believe in papal infallibility. We don't assume just because Sanhedrin said it's automatically ipso facto correct. They'll usually get it right, but they will on occasion make a toast. The Chinuch says, I feel it you, Heim Tom, even if they are indeed in error. The Davar Echem Nadvar, it's a wait situation where Sanhedrin issued an erroneous psak. And the Mishnayos and Adios, beginning of Adios, remind us, Chachmei HaTorah are marked, among other things, by an extraordinary intellectual honesty. And once they recognize their error, they of course reverse the psak. But they haven't recognized their error. At least not yet. Ein ra'oi lanu lechlok aleim aval nasa kita usam. We may ask questions. Halacha lamasa. Halacha lamasa. I'm obligated to follow the psak of Sanhedrin. Tov lizbol ta'usa echad v'yu hakol misurim tachas daitam ha'tov tamen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sefer Chinuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision in crafting the system of halacha that he would rather a system where we're bound by centralized authority. Occasionally there'll be mistakes that will, Sanhedrin will make a mistake and that will impact Klal Yisrael. But that way, everyone in 99 times out of 100, 999 times out of 1,000, we're all following Sanhedrin, which is who are more likely to be correct than we are. Even though there'll be a 1 out of 1,000 where we're following Sanhedrin and they made a mistake. Rather than each person making his own call, that would destroy the religion. That would entirely destroy Klal Yisrael. And he says, that's why. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the practical implementation of Torah is based on the decisions of Chachmei Yisrael, and even within Chachmei Yisrael, it's Tavu Gam Kein Shiul Olam Kas Mu'etes Min Chachamim Kefuf Elokas and Reuben. Not sure what says that. The same shorash, the same idea, drives the fact that when you have a split among Chachmei Torah and the split in the Sanhedrin, Achrei Rab Lahatos, we learned in Parshas Mishpatim, that there needs to be a system of voting and coming to a conclusion. That's what the Torah says. We're not going to say that these men of Sanhedrin will follow their sheet and those follow theirs. Rather, when you have a functioning Sanhedrin, which we have not had in a millennium and a half, and a functioning Sanhedrin, once as a vote, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Now this notion, the concept that Sefer Chinuch is putting forward, the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have set halacha up in different ways, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to make halacha actionable through Chachmei HaTorah rather than through each and every Jew making his own call. There is a notion of Chacham Shigil Ra, not only to be a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham was at the point where he is qualified to Paskin Shilas, and I am obligated to follow the Chacham Shigil Ra. And at a time is when you have a Sanhedrin, every Jew is obligated to follow the united, the single psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Chinuch then goes on to do something he doesn't often do in this context, which is to bring in an Agadah. The whole notion of Sharash HaMitzvah that we've been learning and studying since last year, it's always finding the Agadah in the Halacha. He's looking for what are the ideas, what are the themes, what are the religious, moral, ethical principles that underlie and underpin the specific halachas, the specific behavioral expectations. So the Sharash HaMitzvah, the Chinuch, are always a study of Agadah. Every once in a long while, he will actually quote an Agadah from the Talmud Bavli. And he does that right here. He quotes one of the intriguing stories the Gemara tells in Maseches Bava Metzia and relates it to us, to our idea. Al derech inyan zesh aroticha b'ni, I love. He says, it's this concept, my son, that I've been opening your eyes to, afaresh lecha agada achas. Shehi bav mitzia, sof perek azav, the end of the fourth perek of Maseches Bava Metzia. The one tells the following agada, which the Chinuch sees, it's a remarkable agada, and the Chinuch sees it as a line, the concept that he just developed. Who am I said Rabbi Eliezer b'Tamru Shalachnai Amasmas Kol Shom. Gemara has a multi-part agada about the story of the machlokas tatanoim in Yavne between Rabbi Eliezer and the other chachamim about a particular type of oven called the Tanur Shalachnai. It begins with a technical question whether such an oven is a kli that can become tame or not. If an adam tame touches this oven, does the oven become tame? Which in a time of Truma and Kachim is relevant halacha l'masa. But there was a debate, a technical debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the other Chachamim, whether this sort of oven qualifies, eligible to become tamei or not. And the Gemara tells a whole dramatic story of the Rabbi Elazar. The alternate, they debate and they listen to each other's ideas. Elazar presented his position. He felt that his position was very logical. The Chacham disagreed. And they listened to him, and they presented their approach, and the debate remained unresolved. Ultimately, they had to vote, and the majority of the Tanaim voted against Rabbi Eliezer. So this Psak of Sanhedrin was against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer refuses to accept that Psak. He insists that he's right. He insists that he ought to act on and possibly in accordance with his opinion, even though it had been rejected by the Sanhedrin. And many fascinating pieces to the aftermath. Ultimately, though, the Chachamim imposed the vote of the Rov. The majority vote carries the day. And one of the pieces of aftermath is as follows. Sefer Chinuch says, Amrusham, Gemara there says near the end, Ashkei Rabbi Nassan Eliyo, Tan Rabbi Nassan, the ones talking with Eliyahu HaNavi, and among other things, asks him, "My after Kadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ishaita, what was Kadosh Baruch Hu's reaction when Sanhedrin paskin against Rabbi Lezer, despite the fact, I should add, despite the fact that there had been all sorts of miraculous signs. Rabbi Lezer had prayed for miraculous signs to indicate that he was right, and miraculous signs indeed occurred. Various miracles occurred, which indicated that the divine heavenly message that Rabbi Lezer is right. And ultimately, there's actually a heavenly voice of Bosco says explicitly, Halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. Yeshua gets up and stands up and says, Torah tells us, Lo b'shamayimi. Torah tells us that we're not supposed to paskin based on heavenly signs. We have to paskin based on our analysis of the sources of the psukim and of the precedent and traditions of Torah Shel Peh. And we don't see it. And based on that argument of Rabbi Yeshua, Lo b'shamayimi, it's not in heaven, they did not follow the shita of Rabbi Lezer, la halacha. Rabbi Nassan asks Elio, what was the Kaddish Baruch Hu's reaction at the time? Omar le, chiyach v'yomar netchuni banai. Elio tells Rabbi Nassan, Kaddish Baruch Hu chuckled. He laughed, he smiled. And he says, wow, netchuni banai, my sons have won against me. Now, what does that mean? Shahe sameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Shahe Ubana Holchim B'derech HaTorah V'mitzvasa La'atos Acharyav. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles, obviously a metaphor, a human metaphor. It is a way of capturing the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thrilled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy and satisfied, as it were, that my sons are behaving properly. Even though, as I should have said before, this is one of the rare cases where Sanhedrin had gotten the Rov Sanhedrin had gotten it wrong. And in fact, the Dinan Shammai, the abstract truth, is like Rabbi Lezer. But practically speaking, we're supposed to follow the Rov. We don't have direct access to abstract truth. We're supposed to follow the Rov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thrilled that we acted as he wishes us to act, practically. And then he goes on to explain, Nitzchuni Banai, that language the Gemara quotes, my sons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my sons have won against me. Chalila Liyos, let's explain that. Let's unpack that term for a couple minutes. The final minutes that we have together. Chalila Liyos Nitzachon Lefanav Baruch Hu. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was defeated. Perish HaDavar, what it means to say is the following. Shev Machlokas HaZeh Shaher Rebbe Liyazir M'chadeirav. In this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and his peers, Emes Hayek Rabbi Eliezer. You could divrei Abaskal Shechri Yachamosa. The abstract truth in Shemaim was Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, as indeed the Baskal, the heavenly voice, had said, Halach Kemosa. Yafa Pisha Haya Emes Ito Bezeh. And yet, despite the fact that abstractly he was actually correct, Be Yisroim Pil Puloa Chaveirov. He did not succeed in convincing other Chachamim of the truth of his argument. They listened, but he did not make it compelling. They didn't see it as the stronger way to read things. But what's all this about? They didn't see logically, based on the psukim and the svaras, why that should be the case. They heard the baskal, but heviu raya min adin hakavua b'Torah. As I mentioned before, Yeshua says, we have a din. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells in the Chumash, tzivi sana lachas achar rabin le'olam, b'yom remes ofiel tom. This is how we see it. See, even if in fact you're right, we're supposed to pass in the way we see it. The way we see it, meaning our authentically, genuinely best attempt to understand Kavanas HaTorah, Kavanas HaBorei, based on analyzing the Psukim and the Torah Shopeh. So this is, we hear the Baskel say Lachad like you, Rabbi Shua says Relazer, but we're looking at the Psukim, we're looking at the traditions that we have, and it doesn't seem like it. So we are obligated, we're honor bound, to call it as we see it, even if, in fact, we're wrong. But to us, this seems to be right. And that's what the Gemara means, describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were saying, my sons are one against me. Lezer had actually gotten it right in abstract. But practically speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect of us to act in accordance with the abstract truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us to act in accordance with the procedure that he laid out for figuring out what the abstract truth is, which is Acharei Mahatos Lo Bashamayim. Hein Ba'am Alav Mikoch Mitzvos HaTorah Should Tzivisim L'Shmo HaRov La'olam. We were following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions. Acharei Mahatos Lo Sasur Lo Bashamayim. So in this situation, it was the right thing to do to practice in a way that wasn't actually, unbeknownst to them, wasn't actually the emes, in abstract. It's as it were, as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been, quote unquote, defeated, because what he actually held Allah to be was not being practiced. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach, because we are implementing Halacha the way Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to practically implement it. This is intriguing and very important in terms of recognizing that built into the Chumash multiple times is the notion that in addition to all the richness of all the different Tayag mitzvahs, in terms of how Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to implement Halacha, we're meant to implement Halacha in a centralized way. We're not meant, there is a notion of chacham sheyegiel ahura, that there are certain people who, as the Schinuch said at the very outset, both as a result of both their yediya and yegiya, both their competency in acquiring and understanding vast swaths of halacha, coupled with extraordinary hasmada and effort and diligence as they've put in day after day, night after night, to understand the Torah profoundly, that combination qualifies certain people to be halachic decisors. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want halachic decentralization. And this, in the long run, halachic centralization of halachic authority is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideal for how halacha will be practiced. There certainly is room for questions and debate. But ultimately, once there's a decisive decision, we need to follow that decision, even though occasionally it may not always line up with the emes muchon shamayim, but we are mechuyev to actualize halacha in accordance with the psak of chacham shel hegiu l'ra. Have a marvelous day, Rabbi Osei.